Let me ask you something. What do you want? Not what your boss wants, not what your family expects, not what society says you should want. What do you actually want? It's a simple question, right? But somehow it can feel like trying to solve a puzzle with missing pieces. And let's be real, most of us avoid answering it because, well, what if we don't like the answer? Or worse, what if we have to actually change something? That's exactly what we are diving into today. Now, before we get into it, let me properly introduce myself. Welcome to Mastering Your 30s and Living My 40s, the podcast where we navigate the twists and turns of life's most transformative decades. If you are in your 30s, this is your guide to slowing down, enjoying the ride, and making smart investments in your future health, wealth, and well-being. And if you are in your 40s, like me, this is a space to share wisdom, reflect on the lessons learned, and have honest conversations about what this decade really looks like. I'm Alev Bakan, a health and life coach and founder of Health & Co. Every week, we dive into the challenges, growth, and mindset shift that comes with this journey. Because what's the fun in going through the ups and downs alone when we can be each other's cheerleaders, encouragers, and wisdom sharers? All right, let's get into today's episode. You would think knowing what you want would be the easiest thing in the world, right? I mean, you probably know what you want for lunch. You might know what show you want to binge next. And you definitely know how you want your coffee in the morning. But when it comes to the big stuff, like your career, your relationships, your health, the actual direction of your life, suddenly your brain just, well, short circuits. And I get it. For most of our lives, we have been handed a script. Get a good job. Find a stable partner, have a family, buy a house, save for retirement, live happily ever after. That's the default path, the one most people just follow without question. But what if you don't actually want what's on that list? Or what if you do want it, but it's not making you happy? We don't ask this question enough because we have been taught that straying from the script is risky. It's scary, it's unknown, and it's extremely uncomfortable. But here is the thing. This is your life. This is not your parents, not your societies, not Instagram, not your partner's or your children's life. And the second you start asking what you actually want, life starts to get a whole lot more interesting. Let's talk about the real reason we avoid this question. Fear. Fear of making the wrong choice. Fear of realizing we want something different than what we built our lives around. Fear of what other people will think. Fear of seeing that who we think we are might not actually be who we are. And let's not forget the last but not the least, fear of change. My clients ask me all the time, what if I choose the wrong path? Well, what if you don't choose at all and stay stuck? That sounds way worse, right? They also ask, what if I disappoint people? Well, you know what's worse? Disappointing yourself by living a life that isn't truly yours. What if it's too late? Okay, listen, if you are breeding, it's not too late, and this is the end of the discussion. The only wrong answer is not answering at all, because when you don't choose, life will choose for you. And I'm repeating this because I think that's very important. When you don't choose, life will choose for you. And that's how you wake up one day thinking, wait a minute, how did I get here? And the good news is you get to rewrite that script. And it starts with just one simple question. What do I want? What do I want for myself right now? If what do I want feels overwhelming, let's simplify it. Because here is the truth. Most of us overcomplicate this question. We act like we need to have the perfect, crystal clear answer before we can even start moving into the right direction. But life doesn't work like that. Instead of searching for one big, dramatic, life-altering revelation, start by breaking it down into smaller, more approachable questions. You can ask yourself, what excites me? Not what looks good on the paper, not what makes sense to other people, just what excites you. What are the things that make you feel alive, energized, curious? It can be anything. Maybe it's writing. Maybe it's fitness. Maybe it's working with people or creating something. And the most important part is you don't judge. You just rationalize it, just notice it, and let it sink in. Then you can ask yourself, what drains me? Because sometimes knowing what you don't want is just as, if not more, important than knowing what you do. What are the things that consistently leave you feeling exhausted, uninspired, or frustrated? Well, if you find yourself constantly drained by certain relationships, environment, or responsibilities, pay attention to that. Because sometimes what we want is exactly the opposite of what's currently draining us. Then ask yourself, what do I envy? I'm so frustrated that envy gets a bad reputation. We are told that we shouldn't feel it, that it's negative, that it makes us look ungrateful. But I see envy differently. Envy is a clue. Envy gives us what we are dreaming of, what we are missing for. And it can give a lot of detailed explanation of our vision for ourselves. So if you feel like a little sting when you see someone else's life, job, project, something about them, well, ask yourself, what do I envy for in this picture? Do I envy the whole picture, or do I envy for a part of it? And is it the image that you are envying for, or the actual lifestyle? Because sometimes it's not the whole picture we envy, it's just a piece of it that is missing in our lives. I want you to pause for a second. If you have no restriction, no financial worries, no opinions from others, and no fear, oh, that would be perfect, perfect, perfect. What would your life look like? Where would you be living? What would you be doing every day? What would your ideal relationship look like? And how would you spend your time? And here's the kicker. What's stopping you from moving toward that life? Take a moment and really sit with that. All right, let's talk about something that really gets under my skin. Why do we, especially in our 30s, feel like we need to apologize for wanting more? More joy, more fulfillment, more adventure, more money, more freedom. This is why I love bringing you the wisdom, the liberation, and the freedom of your 40s while you are still in your 30s. Because let me tell you something. By the time you hit your 40s, you stop asking for permission to want what you want. You stop shrinking yourself to make others comfortable. You stop justifying your dreams so that they sound more reasonable. And guess what? That's the magic I want you to feel now. I want to sprinkle this 40s magic dust on you so you can start going after what you really want without apologizing, without over-explaining, and without making yourself small. You know why so many people feel guilty about their desires? Because we have been conditioned to think that having big dreams means we are selfish. I should be grateful for what I have. I don't want to take too much. Other people have it worse. I should just be content. Listen, gratitude and ambition are not enemies. You can be grateful for your life and still want to grow. You can love your family and still want something for yourself. You can appreciate where you are and still say, I want more. In your 30s, you care so much about what people think. By your 40s, you don't have time for that. You start asking yourself different questions. Is this what I actually want? Why am I holding myself back? Am I limiting myself because I'm afraid of being judged? And here is the reality check. No one is handling you permission to live the life you want. No one is going to tap you on your shoulder and say, hey, now it's time to go after your dreams. You have to claim it. And this is exactly why I created What Do I Want worksheet. Because knowing what you want, isn't selfish, is essential. You don't need permission to want more. You just need clarity. And this worksheet is designed to help you. It's designed to help you uncover what truly excites you without second-guessing yourself, pinpoint the areas of your life where you have been settling, and break free from the I should just be grateful mindset and start thinking bigger and map out small and actionable steps so your dreams don't stay someday's idea. I use this worksheet with my clients all the time, and let me tell you, the breakthroughs are unreal. People go from feeling stuck and overwhelmed to finally admitting what they really want. And that's where everything shifts. Because once you admit it, once you see it written down in front of you, you can't unsee it. And suddenly, your brain starts working for you instead of against you. You start finding solutions. You start seeing possibilities. You stop making excuses and start making moves. So if you have been tiptoeing around what you want, trying to make it sound more acceptable or practical, stop. You don't need to make it sound good for anyone else. You don't need to justify it. And you don't need to shrink it down. If you are ready to finally get clear on what you want, without guilt, without limitations, without waiting for permissions, go grab the worksheet in the show notes. And seriously, you don't just listen to this and think, oh, that sounds nice. I will do it sometimes. Do it now. You can go to the show notes and get the link for it, or go to www.healthandco.com and find the free resources and download it from there. Because this is your life, and you are the only one who gets to decide what you truly want. And I'm just here to make sure you don't wait another decade to figure it out. And I want to circle back to this idea, that common belief that asking for what you want is selfish. Well, let me say this loud and clear. Knowing what you want is not selfish. Asking for what you want is not selfish. And yet, this is one of the biggest mental blocks I see with my clients. I can tell you how many times I've sat across from someone, whether in a coaching session, a conversation with a friend, or even a group discussion, and heard them hesitate before saying what they really want. They say things like, I don't want to seem selfish. I should be grateful for what I have. I don't want to take something away from others. Well, if those sounds familiar, somewhere along the way, we have been conditioned to believe that asking for what we want means we are taking something away from someone else, or that prioritizing our own needs and desires is somehow wrong. But let me ask you this. How does ignoring what you truly want help anyone? There is a huge difference between being selfish and being self-aware. Selfishness is taking from others with no regard for them. Self-awareness is honoring your needs so you can show up as the best version of yourself. Think about it. If you constantly suppress your desires, say yes to everything and ignore your own needs just to please everyone else, what happens? You become resentful, you become burnt out, and you feel disconnected from yourself. And guess what? The people in your life feel that. You can't pour from an empty cup. I know it's very cliche, but it's so true. You can't pour from an empty cup. If you are constantly putting yourself last, you are not actually showing up as your best self for anyone, including the people you care about. Let me give you a real-life example. I had a client, a married mom of three, who told me she had always dreamed of starting her own business. But she buried that dream for years. Why? Because she thought it was selfish. She told herself her kids needed her more. She told herself her partner's career should come first. And she also told herself that she was being unrealistic for wanting more. And you know what happened? She started to feel trapped, not because she didn't love her family, but because she felt like she was losing herself. We worked through this, and she finally gave herself permission to pursue her dream without guilt. Fast forward to today, she runs a thriving business, and guess what? She's a better mom, happier in her marriage, and more fulfilled than ever. Why? Because she is living in alignment with what she actually wants. Instead of asking, is this selfish? Start asking, does this bring me peace? Does this help me become the best version of myself? Am I honoring my own needs as much as I honor everyone else's? Because let me tell you something. When you are fulfilled, when you are living a life that aligns with what you truly want, everyone around you benefits from this. If you have been hesitating to ask for what you want because you are afraid of seeming selfish, this is your permission slip to stop feeling guilty. You deserve to have dreams. You deserve to pursue them. And you deserve to live a life that actually feels like you own. You know what's worse than not knowing what you want? Holding on to an answer that no longer fits. Life changes, so you change. What you want at 25 is not what you want at 35. And what you wanted at 35 might not be what you want at 45. Even what you want at 35 might not be what you want at 36 and a half. So, and that's a good thing. We tend to hold on to our old answers because we invested time and effort into them. We don't want them to feel like waste. And we don't want to feel like we wasted years on the wrong thing. We are scared to starting over. But let me tell you something. Staying stuck in something that doesn't fit you anymore, that's the real waste of time, energy, money, anything you want. So, how to regularly check in with yourself? Every few months or at major life transitions, ask yourself, is this still what I want? Am I holding on to this just because it's familiar? What is pulling me in a new direction? Your wants are allowed to evolve and your dreams are allowed to change. And updating them doesn't mean you failed. It means you grew. So if there is one thing I want you to take away from this episode is this. Think about what you truly want. Use the worksheet to visualize that dream and break it down to simple, realistic steps. Because knowing what you want is powerful and taking action on it, that's where the magic happens. So if there is one thing I want you to take away from this episode is this. Think about what you truly want. Use the worksheet to visualize that dream and break it down to simple, realistic steps. Because knowing what you want is powerful and taking action on it, that's where the magic happens. And hey, your feedbacks mean the world to me. I love hearing from you, so keep those messages and thoughts coming. And if today's episode got you thinking and you are wondering how I can help you turn your vision into action, let's chat. You can book a personalized coaching intro session. No pressure, no strings attached, just a real conversation about what's next for you. And don't keep this episode to yourself. If you know someone who needs to hear this, send it their way, because when we lift each other up, we all grow. Oh, and of course, come hang out with me on Instagram at healthandcousa, and let's keep this conversation going. Until next time, be good to yourself, dream big, and go after what you truly want.